USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott.
My team is closely monitoring Hurricane Hillary, which has the potential to bring significant rain and flooding to Southern California.
President Biden is warning residents to brace for the hurricane as the historic cyclone is prompting the first ever tropical storm watch for Southern California.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S. this weekend into early next week.
Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says Hillary will likely arrive tomorrow as a tropical storm. Showers are possible in the Bay Area and Central Valley, while thunderstorms are forecast for the Sierra. Forecasters say Hillary is likely to cause torrential rains in the mountains and southern deserts of California, Nevada, and Arizona. Over 1,300 people remain missing on the island of Maui as searchers look for additional victims more than a week after the Lahaina wildfire. The death toll is now at least 114. Officials say the full extent of the devastation might not be known for a while. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is launching an investigation into the cause of the fire. They'll work alongside local fire officials investigating the source of the fire. And the Pentagon is deploying 700 personnel along with 140 Coast Guard responders to fight the wildfires in Maui. There's a high-level strategy meeting this weekend between President Biden and two U.S. allies.
This is not about a day, a week, or a month. This is about decades and decades of relationships that we're building.
Biden at Camp David this Saturday, continuing to host the summit with the leaders of Japan and South Korea as the threat from China rises.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. And I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
Meanwhile, the president dodging questions Friday from reporters about investigations into his son, Hunter.
Laura Winters reporting. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yeah, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The NFL is pitching in to help support relief efforts in Maui.
The National Football League's Los Angeles Rams players will be wearing a special T-shirt during Saturday's pregame warm-ups. All proceeds from the sales of the shirts will go to the American Red Cross. Malama is the Hawaiian word for caring, nurturing, and to take care. Players from the visiting Las Vegas Raiders will also be wearing special shirts that will be sold with proceeds aiding Maui. I'm Lance Pry.
Nearly half of all borrowers in the United States believe student loan debt is a national crisis, according to a new survey by Bankrate.
Americans, on average, have about $38,000 in student loan debt, which totals about $1.8 trillion across the country.
Analyst Sarah Foster says only a third of Americans say they think student loan borrowers should be responsible for paying back their debt. About half of those surveyed said they don't think the federal government is doing enough to provide financial assistance. A college freshman has something to write home about after wrangling a 16-foot-long Burmese python in the Florida Everglades.
18-year-old Jack Cronin told Fox 35 Orlando that catching the snake was a dream come true.
Nothing I've ever caught has even compared or been in the same universe as this snake.
Cronin wrapped his hands around the snake just 5 hours after the state's python challenge ended, so he missed out on a cash reward, but he says the experience was priceless.
That's Michael Kastner. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.